Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, April 18th. A draft bylaw regulating short-term rentals in Georgian Bluffs should come before Township Council in June. Staff provided an update to councillors during a Committee of the Whole meeting yesterday, and they say a new plan to require operators of Airbnbs and other short-term rental units to register for a license will be fully implemented by 2025. Last year, councillors were told noise monitoring devices could be a requirement for operators as well, but that has now been removed from a draft bylaw. Georgian Bluffs councillor Kathy Moore Coburn.
I was happy to hear the noise monitoring notion removed. I thought that could have a host of difficulties.
South Bruce OPP say they've made an arrest in relation to an incident with a weapon in Kincardine. OPP say back on March 3rd, just before 10 p.m., they received a report of a man brandishing a handgun outside a business on Queen Street in Kincardine. This Tuesday, the South Bruce OPP Major Crimes Unit, West Region Tactics and Rescue Unit, and Emergency Response Team executed a search warrant at a residence in South Bruce. They say they seized three imitation firearms and ammunition. OPP have charged a 42-year-old South Bruce man with assault with a weapon, using an imitation firearm while committing an offense, and possession of an imitation firearm for a dangerous purpose. They say the accused was held for a bail hearing and was remanded into custody. Hanover police have charged a man with resisting an officer and a list of driving offenses after a traffic stop. Police say on Tuesday at about 11:30, they responded to a report of a suspected impaired driver on 10th Street and located the vehicle in a drive-thru. Police allege the 24-year-old Hanover man refused to provide a breath sample, resisted arrest, and allegedly hit an officer in the face while attempting to run away, but was arrested after a brief foot chase. The man is charged with a number of offenses. They include possession of meth, failing to comply with a demand, resisting a peace officer, having open liquor, and driving while suspended. Construction work just outside of Mildmay will result in some alternating lane closures on Bruce Road 6 East over the next few months. Bruce County staff say traffic control measures are in place starting today and will end in early summer. Grey County is redesignating some land in Dundalk to allow for future residential development. County Council approved altering its official plan to redesignate an unused vacant part of the Maple Grove Cemetery in Dundalk. Planner Becky Hillier says, due to changing burial practices, township staff have done a review and suggest the vacant lands are currently surplus to their needs. Rotary YMCA Camp Presqu'île is working to create a new kitchen for campers, and tomorrow, 560 CFOS will hold a radiothon fundraiser for the camp. Donations will go towards the kitchen renovation. CFOS will be live on the air for 12 hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Rotary Club of Owen Sound will be on hand answering the phones and taking your donations. Owen Sound Rotary, in partnership with the local YMCA, has provided overnight summer camps to youth age 6 to 16 for close to 100 years. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 52 points to 21,708. The Dow Jones is up 22 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.63 U.S. cents, up 2/100ths of a cent. And the price of oil is $82.56, down 13 cents a barrel. In sports, it's the final day of the NHL regular season, 6 games on the schedule. The NHL's Board of Governors voted unanimously today to approve the sale of the Arizona Coyotes and the relocation of the franchise to Salt Lake City. The playoffs start Saturday, and the Maple Leafs will get the Boston Bruins in the first round. In the OHL playoffs, London, Oshawa, and North Bay will go for sweeps in their second-round series tonight. The Owen Sound Attack added a few more young players to their prospect pool yesterday in the under-18 priority selection. Trent Gates from the Halton Hurricanes was their top pick. He averaged more than 2 points per game last season. And it's an off day for the Toronto Blue Jays ahead of a 7-game road trip that starts tomorrow in San Diego. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, mainly cloudy with showers overnight, some fog patches, a low around 6 degrees. Showers ending Friday afternoon, 50-kilometer wind gusts and a high of 11. A mix of sun and clouds on Saturday with a chance of showers and a high of 6. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.